Well, hi, Vanya.
Oh, hi, Mike Jensen. What is up? It's been so long.
It's been a long time. We've been off for, we didn't mean to. Listen, I think we'll get into my thing. I'm the problem. It's me.
It's not just you, but you had some trauma.
Yeah, there's been, so I think maybe we'll just do that first, and then we can get past the trauma, and then we can get to, because you have some fun stuff to talk about. Yeah, we've been off because things have been happening, and I'm just going to say it, and I don't want to say it. Isn't it crazy how, like, this topic brings such, like, deep shame and sadness and despair?
I'm just going to say it's not your fault, but I mean, everybody's like, what the heck are we talking about? But no, it is not your fault. It's not your fault.
No one died. No, I kept having to, like, say that.
Sorry.
So let's just let's just do it. Yeah. So you know, I had that lovely visit from my family a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they left. I saw them last Tuesday night. They left Wednesday morning. We recorded on Wednesday. I recorded and edited, put everything out on Wednesday. Thursday morning, I woke up to bed bugs.
Oh.
It's hard to even say the word. Like, it's so, I almost want to be like, we're not going to say it again. I'm just going to refer to them that must not be named.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I, you know, it was really strange. I woke up and was like, what's that thing? What are those? And I'm not, there weren't hundreds by any means, but there were, say, more than three. Like, there were a few.
In your bed?
In my bed and on my bed frame. It's very disturbing, very upsetting. I'm going to be as honest as possible because I feel like we don't really talk about this that much. And I just want to, like, you know, put as much information out there as I can.
Right.
Cautionary tale. For sure. And my very first thought was, how do I hide this? How do I not tell anyone? How do I keep this from everyone, including my roommates? I, you know, only lived in that space for a very short amount of time and then sort of immediately sent them a text letting them know what I had discovered.
Mm-hmm.
I called the office for the management company for the building right away. And they told me to also send an email, which is, you know, I did want to do that, have like an official record of this happening. And, you know, the super came right away with a couple of, like, bombs and was like, this is poison. And I was like, poison everything.
Yeah.
And I don't even know, you know, the information is so aggravating and so all over the place. So I'm going to once again walk through my experience with it. I will say that later on, someone was like, the people that came were like, well, no, the bombs aren't good because it just makes them disperse. And I was like, well,
right.
Okay, well, I don't know how to respond to that. I don't know what to say to that. Like, I thought that it would kill them. And, you know, I had to work that night. So, you know, I immediately, I will say that day, like, washed all of my bedding, washed all of my laundry that needed to be washed, and then put that in a separate bag because, you know, I was very aware that for the next little bit, I was not going to be sleeping in my room. I was going to be living out of my living room. I have since that day been sleeping on your couch, my couch that you gave to me many years ago. You know, I have spent very little time in my room. I'm in my room right now. I'm in ground zero right now. And it is a little, I will probably swat away imaginary things about 100 times while we're recording. You know, I saw a few more Thursday night when I got home from work. I came in and sort of, like, took things apart and found a few more and went through books that were on my shelf next to my bed and found a few more. Once again, it wasn't. Yeah. Yeah. It was very upsetting. And every moment of it was very upsetting. It took me a few days to call you. I feel like I didn't call you until the next week. And in retrospect, that seems silly because I know that you dealt with it and you gave me great advice. And when you gave me the advice, I took it. I will say that I've been living in that powder. What is it called?
Diastasis or something. It's like
something like that.
So here's the thing. We had them when my daughter was like 3 weeks old. Like, it was a fucking nightmare. And we'd had them before in another building. It's just a New York thing sometimes. And, like, we've moved around a lot. I've also learned my lesson. I do not bring, you know, furniture from the street up into my house anymore. But, no, with her, so the thing about that diastasis earth or whatever, it's not toxic. So that's what I gave you, all of the things that I did that actually got rid of them with... Mm-hmm. With a baby, a newborn, a new fucking baby.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that happening and like how stressful it was. And
I was
how
like
much...
postpartum anxiety. Yeah. I was like, it was honestly, that was one of the dark, I'm not even joking, darkest times of my life.
Listen, yeah, I don't have a baby and this has been so dark. Like I cry all the time. I will say that like even that night when I went into work and like very harmlessly, the manager was like, how's everyone doing? Mike, how's your day going? And I burst into tears.
Oh no.
And then oops. Had to be like, no one's dying. Everything's fine. I'm just in a really stressful situation. And everyone was, you know, I didn't say what was happening because once again, there's that weird like shame. And like, here's the other thing. I didn't bring anything into my apartment. Like, right. I don't know where this came from. I don't know how it started.
The I'm fact sure they that it live in the building. Like, that building's from 1920 was right.
But that is so 1910, I think, like even older than that. And I don't know how to, I don't know how to live in that world. That's not, it's not a suicide threat. I just like, I don't know. Like, I wish that I had brought something in. I wish yeah. I could be like, oh, well, this is what happened.
The yeah.
Yes. Cause then I could be like, well, I won't do that again. Cause I don't bring things in. I've been very careful with, no, for that for years because of the knowledge. And I guess I'm just going to live in this powder for the next several months and just like hope that it keeps them away. So to continue, I called Thursday, sent the email Friday. No one even came to inspect us until the following Tuesday, jeez. Which was very frustrating. They came Tuesday and like the back and forth of like, well, you'll have to throw your mattress out. No, you don't have to throw your mattress out. We'll treat it. To then talking to the office where they're like, make sure your mattress has been taken out. And I'm like, well, they told me not to do that. And everything you read now. So the process that we've had to go through for them to come and spray, because once again, started Thursday, inspected Tuesday. They offered to send someone by Friday, but the amount of work that we had to do in the apartment, it really was as though we were moving out, but without the ability to actually take things out of the apartment. It was like pack everything in bags and then leave it in your hallway, but nothing could be touching a wall. Like it was insane. And also, I don't think is what you do anymore. Like
no.
A number of sites that are like, no, you don't bag things up. You leave everything out because everything should be treated. But then I'm dealing with this particular exterminator company that is like, if we show up and one thing is wrong, I will tell my technician to leave and you'll have to wait for another appointment. Like it was so stressful. I have to give out so much thanks to Jesse, my friend Jesse, who came and spent hours with me on Monday and all three of us, really four of us, like trying to figure the number of walls that I hit where I was like, I do not know what to do next. I do not know what step to take. I'm still looking at things that I'm like, I probably could have thrown that away. I probably could have thrown that away, but
just
I'm also looking
it.
At things that so I bought the steamer. I bought the one you sent even.
This
was like,
well, my other advice is steaming. 'Cause I would steam every night before I went to bed. Every single night for like 2 weeks because I'm a crazy person.
No, I mean, that's
kind of my
plan. And
then every once in a while, if I thought I was itchy, I was like, oh my God, I wouldn't see anything and I'd still steam. I'd steam my bed frame and, you know, all the things.
Yeah. So I've been living in the powder, been steaming everything. I'm, you know, in my underwear right now because I don't even want to wear jeans in this room lest something attach itself to my jeans. So I'm just going to like inspect myself before I go. Because that's the other fear is of it getting anywhere else. I will say that when they... Yeah. So we ended up not having an appointment until the following Tuesday. And they didn't find them anywhere else. They didn't even find them in my room anymore. Like there were signs that they once existed, but it seems like they weren't here anymore.
That's
I haven't
weird.
Seen anything. It's all so, but it's all just once again is why it feels so willy-nilly. It feels
is
so
there
like
cracks.
Well,
I know this is like probably getting too much in the weeds there, but like, is there any cracks in your room? Is there any?
But there sort of is everywhere. You know what I mean? Like it's a super old building. Yeah. Everything is cracks. Everything has like. And I guess I can also buy stuff to try to fill in some of the cracks. I really have filled.
I did that too.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've filled in a lot of the cracks with the powder. Like I literally have like poured powder into the cracks.
Yeah.
I don't plan on cleaning it up anytime soon. Like I plan on just sort of leaving it. And once again, I'm going to be sprinkling it around my bed every night for the foreseeable future.
Well, it's safe
once again,
for
I
you to
I don't,
be around, which is good.
Yeah. So it's safe for humans, but apparently, I mean, it's poisonous to them. Like it makes them suffocate, I believe. It also causes them pain.
They walk through it. I'm just, you know, listen, I'm a peaceful human, but murder
100%
the bed bugs. They walk through it and then it like basically dries them out and suffocates them and they're like
But can I also bring this up? Why do they exist? I can't find, like, all God's children. Like, I can't figure out why they exist. Because here's the other thing. I keep reading that, like, they don't have to feed for an entire year. And they don't need oxygen for an entire year. And the average lifespan is a year. So you're telling me these things can be born, never breathe and never eat, and die of old age? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, my God.
It's so aggravating. So, you know, they're coming back for a second treatment next Tuesday, so we're sort of living in this limbo of everything. Like, everything's in... I don't have a can opener. Like, it occurred to me one day, I'm like, oh, I can't open this can of tuna, so I've just been, like, buying pre-made tuna. These are not the most important things, but it's just little things where I'm like, it just feels insane. Like, all of this feels insane.
Yeah.
I feel like life is on hold. I feel like I was making progress. Like, I was writing music. I was getting ready to release things. And then I'm just like, I know that it's not. I know I'm going to say this and it's not. But like, is this my fault? Like, did I manifest this to like keep myself from having to push forward? Like, it's so, I get so in my head about it and so frustrated.
I understand that. I mean, absolutely. Every time I start to work out and do like well, start to do well, something messes me up or I get sick and then the kids get sick and then I never work out again. It's not the same thing. But you're going to finish your music because you have some beautiful stuff inside you that has to come out. But it is, it's bullshit. And it happens to so many people in New York. It happens in LA, I think. And it happens a lot of places too. But New York, it's just, it's rampant. It's happened to us like 3 times. And I don't know, like it's when we moved into one building, they had it once. We got it in your building because I brought in a cupboard thing that was down in the hall down there at the bottom. And then weirdly got it again when my baby was a newborn, which is so, so messed up. But it's like those buildings, like people have lived in them for years. So it's not your fault is what I'm saying. It is definitely not your fault. It's just a bad fucking streak of luck.
Yeah. It's just been really, really shitty. Yeah. I do remind myself that like, it's not forever. It just feels like forever. Like exactly. It feels like I'm just in the midst of, can I also say, one thing that I've been doing that I might touch on again later, is that I've been seeing a lot of theater. Cause this is like
great
prime Broadway time.
Yeah.
Like 19 shows debuted in the last 2 months. I'm not seeing all of them, but I'm trying to see a few. Yeah. And one of them is a play that I'd really wanted to see. And it had been in a smaller Broadway theater and had done so well. It's called Appropriate, and it's Sarah Paulson is she's the lead, and Corey Stoll, and it's a great cast. And I had, before any of this had happened, I had gotten a ticket to see it. I want to say it couldn't have been Thursday night. What night would it have been? Oh, it would have been the week after I discovered them, but the week before they were coming to Spray, when I knew that we had to pack everything up. And a huge plot line of this play is about having to clean up this old house that has like full of junk. I was in the theater being like, try to focus, Mike. Because all I could think was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. There's too much to pack up. I still overall like enjoyed it, and her performance is amazing, and I hope that she wins the Tony Award. But like,
I do love her.
Man, it was tough. It was a tough night at the theater for me. So there you go. It's all gonna be fine. If we record next week, which I hope we do, we'll probably do Wednesday. So I'll have a further update, hopefully with only good things to say.
Yeah.
I will say they leave these sticky things around, and the number of not those kind of bugs that are in them is a little upsetting, because like we clearly have then other issues happening. But I'm like, we're clean. So then I'm like, who's above me? Who's below me? What can we look in their apartments? Can we like, isn't this supposed to be a thing?
Right. It's running to somebody else's house now. They're like,
But that's why aren't you supposed to attack it from like many places at once? And we don't have and literally my roommate spent a very angry moment on the phone with someone in management being like, well, should we go tell our neighbors or are you going to?
Right.
Because it's that thing of like, while there is shame and while I don't want to talk about it, I don't want it to seem like we're trying to keep it a secret. I don't want it to seem like, well, just go to another apartment. Like, we should be attacking this from all sides, exactly. But I don't have that
you
power.
You want it to be over. You want the nightmare to end.
Yes. Because I want to sleep in my bed at some point. And I, like, right now, the idea of sleeping in my bed is horrifying to me.
Yeah. I bet you
And I don't want to feel that way.
I know.
Probably. I'm going to wait a little bit longer. So that's all of my unpleasantness. It's all going to be fine. It's just been really upsetting. Let's talk about you, though, because I feel like you've had a couple of wonderful things that you've gotten to do.
What did I do?
You went to American Idol.
Oh, yeah. This was that far long ago, huh?
Yeah, it was a long time. Oh, we were supposed to talk about it weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, this is the fun thing. So one of my friends has a daughter my daughter's age, and they've played softball together a couple years ago. Anyways, we've remained friends. Love them. Sweet people. Great. And my daughter and her daughter started doing a voice class together. It's really cute. It's like super not precious, you know? It's not like they're basically doing karaoke. So like they work like through 11 sessions where they work on their own song. So they pick a song as like karaoke version sort of, and then they do a group song at the end. And so they're in their second version right now. So we've been thinking about music and singing and this and that, and we started watching American Idol. And so she got us tickets. They're free. You just have to go. It's like the lottery type thing. And I was nervous, as I get nervous about every, you know, thing I don't understand. And I'm trying to be more adaptable as a human, but good Lord, that's who I am. But anywho, it was really stressful, Mike, because it was like, you have to wear these certain things. You have to be ready to stand for 5 to 6 hours. And I was like, whoa. Okay. So I know I can do it, but my sweet 10-year-old, who, by the way, is like, you know, 75 pounds or somewhere in there. I don't know how. But she's not like, I can't carry her is what I'm saying. I don't want to carry her. So I was like a little bit nervous about that. But we got there. We stood in a bunch of lines. We all dressed cute because, you know, as a costume designer, they gave us like how to. And they're like, we really want day glow colors. And so I'm like, day glow colors it is. And once we got there, everybody looked like trash except for us. Whatever. I'm like, nobody. And they said like no jeans. So we like, whatever. I'm like, people, why am I the only one who reads the directions? It's really stressful. Anyway, we get in there. We are in the standing section. So we did stand for about 5 hours throughout, you know, between waiting in line and all the things. It was fine. I danced most of the time because it was all singing and, you know, like, it was so much fun. The host, Lionel Richie, the Luke something, the country guy, and then Katy Perry are the hosts. And I will say that guy, Luke, I don't know his music, but he is a delight. He is a delightful human. So is Lionel Richie. So is, I mean, Katy Perry is fun in her own way. She's a little more ornery, which I kind of like. But so we were in this area where it's like they were trying to keep an aisle, and we're right behind the judges. So we could see everything. It was just really exciting. It's not as big as it looks when you watch the TV. It's like really small, you know, compared. So it's very intimate. And, you know, I did let, because my daughter wanted to sit down on the floor. I'm like, at the commercial break, you can sit on the floor, but do not, you know, I'm like, get your ass up. Because they're like, they want you to clap, like with your hands above your head. If you watch, you'll notice that. You have like, everybody's clapping with their hands above their heads. Anyways, there's this one girl who, her name's Abby, and she's, I need to catch up on my episodes, but Amelia loves her. My daughter loves her. And so she started in the crowd, and she came during the commercial break and started talking to my daughter and our friend's daughter. And I'm like, what the hell is happening? The cameras come down. She sings to them.
Oh, wow.
I start crying because I couldn't. I'm very a sensitive empathic, you know, I couldn't. It was just like tears are streaming down my face because they're like losing their mind. And we don't see the girls, which is a bummer because, I mean, actually, it's fine. I don't need my kids to be on camera. But it's a bummer because the camera pans to all these like older people and it just misses the girls and goes to her and, you know, goes to the singer. But afterwards, both Luke and Lionel talk about how those two little fans that's they were talking about my kid.
That's so neat.
It was just amazing. And it wasn't just that made it amazing. It was just fun to see people pouring their heart out on stage and singing and doing the best they can. It was just it's a love fest. It really is. I was not excited about it. I don't know why, but I want to go again. Like, I want to go to any of them, you know? And you know who else is a delight? Ryan Seacrest. And he's so tiny. But yeah, we had so much fun.
That's awesome.
I really recommend it. If anybody is in town, Mike, the next time you come, I'll know ahead of time and we'll just get anything, any kind of a show.
That's awesome. And then it seems like you had a really nice Mother's Day too.
Oh yeah, we had a good time. I got to go hiking, which I liked, you know, and then because I swear to God, if I could get those kids out of the house every weekend, I would just start the day with a hike. But everyone is so, which I understand, it's the weekend. Everybody wants to be lazy, but I'm like, pisses me off. So I got what I wanted. And then we had Mexican food at Don Cuco because I love that place.
I know. I saw I was like, I want to be there.
I know. And I got to sit in a booth and because I'm like an elderly woman. I love a booth.
Sure.
We'll go there when you come. And I had a margarita. So good. And then we got to do, it was so silly, but my husband was like, well, what do you want to do? Because I was like, I do not want to go out to a restaurant. We weren't planning on it, but after the hike, we were starving, and I was like, whatever. So we got right in. It was fine. Because I get nervous because I have some, you know, I've mentioned before, I've had, being a server during Mother's Day, it just,
yeah,
no,
it's
no.
It's tough. Yeah.
It's awful. But anywho, we went back and we painted, and Adam had gotten these painting kits for each of us. So two for the kids and two
sorry,
for
I'm
us.
Laughing because I totally
oh
saw
my
it.
God. And but here's the thing, so ours, they were all like like lead, right? But I realized it'd be like four different people talking, you know, like it's a little video and you follow the video. So we let the kids do their videos, and instead we did something I've been wanting to do, is, and you've probably seen it on, like, I don't know, social media, but when couples paint each other. So we did that, and oh my god, it's really funny. I should share the video with our followers, but my husband, I'm not an artist either, but he painted me. I look like Jay Leno, basically. it's fun to do.
Yeah,
that my, is fun. Some one of my friends was like, you requested to do that? I'm like, yeah, because the whole time you're like giggling, you're thinking, oh my god, because it's hard. Teeth are hard.
Yeah,
teeth are hard.
I can't draw anything. I can't draw a stick figure. Like, I'm the worst, like, as far as that visual. Like, I'm so bad at it. I can't even imagine, like, trying to draw someone's portrait.
He did a good job if you come at it from an angle of complete.
Sure.
You can tell it's a human.
Yeah, that's fun.
It was a good day. It was a really good day.
Is that anything in particular that you're digging in that vein, or just...
Yeah, I have some diggings because it's been so long. I'm reading an awesome book.
It's been a while. Yeah.
It's called ADHD is Awesome. It's like, it's not like awesome, it's great, but like awesome. Like, gotcha. You look up the dictionary of awesome. But it's been good. I got diagnosed officially again with ADHD. If anybody's like wondering, it's a whole process. I won't talk about that because it's just, I could talk about it for a long time, but it was very intense. It was like hours and hours of psychoanalysis. But in the end,
wow.
Which this is where I think it's interesting. So there's two buckets, right, of ADHD, how they diagnose. There's like an inattentive bucket, which for me, it's like sometimes I have too much attention. You know, it goes everywhere. I would say it's not like I'm a lack of attention. I got a lot. Anyway, inattentive bucket. And then I have the hyperactive bucket. And she said, this woman was amazing. It took me a year and a half to get into her. So, and I understand after the experience, but she was like, okay, to diagnose someone, we need five attributes in one of the buckets. It can't be like two from inattentive and like three from hyperactive. It has to be at least five in one bucket. And then we can. So my buckets were inattentive, I had 7, and in hyperactive, I have 9. So she was like, yeah. I mean, she was really sweet about it. She wasn't like, oh my God, yeah, how are you living? How are you living? But, you know, it was, and it's like, it was a confirmation. And like my friend Christopher, I was talking to him about it, and he was like, it's just like name the puppy. You know, like then you could say, okay, now I know, now I can gather some tools, read some books, ADHD is awesome. I also tried to read or listen. I only listen because I can't quite sit down for a book. 9 in hyperactive. But I listened to another book called Delivered from Distraction as much as I could before my brain went numb. And lots of good tools out there is all. So, you know,
okay,
felt good about
cool.
that. And then, wait, do I have anything else? Oh, we saw some local theater, and it was really fun. We saw Mean Girls.
Oh, that's cool.
At the local, one of the local high schools. Holy shit, Mike. They're amazing. They were like, I think at least 6 of them could be on Broadway. And I'm not joking. I am not joking. It was crazy. There's a lot of talented kids out here.
Yeah.
Wild.
I think it's interesting that Mean Girls is already available for high schools.
Yeah. And, you know, I took my daughter and I had a date. We went and saw it. It was great. It was so fun.
It's a super fun show, right? It's such a good, I think it's such a good musical.
So good. It really was good. No, I don't have awesome. Anything bad to say about it. I was like impressed. It felt like the quality was like when we were in college. Like that's how good everything, like they had an amazing set. It was all awesome. Not a live band, though. That would make it better. But otherwise, sure. It was fine. How about you? What are you digging this week?
Listen, I've just been searching for joy. Like, these last couple of weeks have been like, what can I find that's going to bring me joy? So I have a few, you know, like I said, I've been seeing a lot of theater. I saw a really, really interesting musical called Suffs, which is about the suffrage movement. And it was funny watching it because I'm a huge fan of, there was an HBO movie that came out over a decade ago called Iron Jawed Angels, which starred Hillary...
Swank,
thank you. Two-time Academy Award. I guess. Swank could only hear like Duff. I'm like, nope, wasn't her. No, it wasn't her. So it was funny as the story was unfolding. I was like, oh, I know what happens next. Oh, I know what happens next. Oh, no, I know what happens. Like, oh. That thing of like kind of like remembering. But it was really, really impressive. The book and the music were done by the woman who is starring in it. And I was really impressed by that. I had notes on some of the staging and some of the, you know, some of the way it was put together. I wasn't a huge fan of. But I just thought that like the turning this story into a musical, it certainly had Hamilton vibes. It certainly like had those moments. But, you know, I thought that was really great. You know, I've seen a bunch of stuff. I saw Hell's Kitchen, which is like the Alicia Keys musical. Once again, I think it's a jukebox. Like, it definitely has moments where you're like, well, this song fits perfectly here. And I'm like, does it?
Yeah.
But the performances were amazing. I cannot think of the lead girl's name off the top of my head, but she is a star. Like, really? She's so good. Yeah. And Shoshana Bean, like, just like sings her face off. Like, there's a song that makes no sense in the context of the musical, but just to get her to sing the song, I was kind of like, I'll allow it. It's fine. You know, I saw a really strange musical called Lempicka that I'd been looking forward to and then got like sort of lambasted in the reviews. And here's the thing. The first act was not great. The first act was not good. Like, it was just really messy. The second act was so glorious. The second act was so wonderful. Yeah. And it's Eden Espinosa in the lead. And it was just like fun to like see her really get like a role. Yeah, she was fantastic. So ups and downs. And I just saw The Notebook, the musical, which is, you know, didn't get a nomination for Best Musical. Sort of people were surprised by that. And once again, I didn't think it was amazing, but I really enjoyed it. And it's going to be done like our town. Like, you just, I watched this and was just like, every community theater, every regional, like, this musical is going to be produced the fuck out of. Like, it just,
I can't
it
wait.
Lends itself so well to like, because it can be a cast. I think the cast on Broadway is 13. It could easily be a cast of 20 something. Like, you could do whatever you want with it. Like, it's so. Anyways, so I'll be curious with this. So I've been really enjoying theater. It's been a nice like refuge to just like get out of my apartment and go and like sit in a theater. And you know that theater is my church. And
yeah, me too.
So that's been really glorious. None of those are, I like that I'm like, those aren't what I'm digging. I am digging it. But what I do want to talk about is music, because so many artists are coming out with new music right now. And I will say that the new Sia is very Sia. It's very comforting in that respect. Like, I don't know that I think it's her best album, but like, there's a lot of good stuff on it. This one, this is what I'm going to focus. I'm going to label one thing as the thing I'm digging this week.
Okay.
And it took me a minute because at first I was like, nah, I'm not sure about this song or this song. I'm fully in love with the new Dua Lipa album.
Oh, I have not heard it.
It's really good. I think it's called Radical Optimism. My only complaint really is that one song is way too short. I'm like, what? Where's the rest of the song? Dua?
Really?
I don't know that song yet. There were two songs that on first listen, I was like, oh, those are kind of silly. Now I love every track. Like, I love every song. It's like 37 minutes. It's great for like a quick jog, which is what I've been doing a lot. Because once again, getting out of my apartment has been important to me lately.
Yeah.
So like just doing like a quick like trek around my neighborhood, 37 minutes. It's all upbeat. Like, it's really positive. It just feels very... It feels very like energetic. So it's just what I've needed. Like, it's the album
God,
that
I
came out
it.
Like right when I needed it. Yeah. So check that out. That's definitely like the thing that I'm digging the most.
Oh, that's good.
I almost wasn't going to do what I could do without, because obviously like the big one is the big one.
Yeah.
But I am going to say two things, and they're both concern art, and neither one is to be like these things were bad. I just think they could have been better. And I feel like this first one, I hope it's okay for me to say this. Palm Royale has such an annoyingly bad finale to the first. I guess it's really? A first season. And if there's a second season, maybe they'll fix it. But if there's not a second season, I'm so sorry to everyone that listens that might have started watching this series. I'm talking to you, Claire, if you've continued to watch it. The finale is really annoying. I was very aggravated because it felt like there was a lot of potential in it. And then it just kind of, I don't know. I'm just going to say that. I also saw The Fall Guy. And like, we've talked about Emily Blunt.
Oh, yeah.
And my unending love for her. And Ryan Gosling is so, and they're so great. I just wish it was better. Like, it was that film that I watched that I was like, there's so much here.
Yeah.
And perhaps instead of like 2 hours and 7 minutes, which I think is about its runtime, what if it was just a solid 100 minutes? Like, we don't need this. We don't need this.
There you go.
We don't need like so many fight scenes that I was like, I don't need another fight scene. I get that it's called The Fall Guy. I get it's about stunts. We have plenty of that.
Yeah.
There were certain fight scenes that I was like, why is this happening right now? And why is it going on for so long? And maybe that's just me.
No, it's me too. Just I shut felt down. Like, I'm like,
right?
Oh.
Where I was like, I don't need to watch this anymore. Why is this person using a sword on this person? Like, it was just crazy. There were just moments that I was like, we've done too much. We can bring this in a little bit. So that's all. That's all that I could do without. Things that I really enjoyed that I just think could have been better. How about you? Anything in particular you could do without this week?
I have to put a little more to my like digging because we haven't been with each other for so long. Mike, if you want a short album, it's not so upbeat, but it's kind of like 90s grungy-ish. The Saint Vincent album called All Born Screaming is
so funny.
So freaking good. Like, I love it so much.
She was just on, I want to say, Fresh Air, and it was a really interesting interview to listen to where I was like, am I supposed to be your fan? Because I don't know her work at all, but it was a really interesting interview.
This album is different like than anything else she's done. I've always been a fan. I like her because she's so like performative. Like, she's so bizarre and like exciting, and she even has like a guitar. She designed a guitar. She's like that cool, you know? I cut my hair short back in 2015 because she had short hair. I swear to God, I love her so much. But this album is, like I said, sonically it's different than anything she's ever done, but I am like so into it. Even my daughter is like, can you play? She really likes, there's a song called Broken Man. Anyway,
okay,
listen, I'm telling you, and it's not a long album. Like, you can get through it. It's joyful to me because it's like reminiscent of, like, it almost has like a little bit of Tool in there. I don't know. It's like, but not so hard. Anyway, listen to that. The other thing I have to mention is Maya Rudolph on SNL.
Oh, God. The next day, there was this article on a website that I won't even say the name that was like an underwhelming experience.
Me?
I'm like, go F yourself. That episode was
That's my favorite episode.
She's so good. First of all, I will say for 2 seconds, I was like, we're going to do Beyonce and the Hot Wing thing again. And then I was like, nope, do it again.
Oh,
this is fine.
So funny.
We can do this as many times as we want. It's so good. Her in the coffee ad, it's just like a long poop joke. It shouldn't have been as funny as it is. She's just so good. She's like, her ability is like mind blowing to me.
Oh my God. I loved it. I love her
the
so
mother,
much.
The mother number that opened. I was like, this is,
I'm your mother. I mean, I honestly,
so
like
good.
She is somebody I want. I wish I could be like her. I love her so much. Even the, and I love the sketch about where the kid wants to come home all the time. And, but in the end it had like a honest, because the truth is I will always come get you no matter what.
Yeah.
I will come pick you up. You can lie. It was really good. You guys, if you haven't seen that episode, just do yourself a favor. Enjoy it. Watch it.
Yeah,
not every single one's a banger, but there's one or two that aren't. But like, I don't know. It was great.
It was very funny. I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay, sorry. So not digging. I could do without. I'll figure out something next week. I definitely have things, but I don't feel like talking
about it. No, that's good. I had enough. Yeah. So then it's hard with the topic because we've had like 3 So You Think You Can Dances, and we don't have to go through all of it. I just didn't know if anything in particular had like stuck out. You know, we had the first one we didn't cover was the movies, which, you know, it was fun. I don't know. Just the challenges, some of them work and some of them don't work as well. This one worked okay for me, though.
Yeah, the movie one. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can kind of do it. Because like the week after that was touring. And I'm sorry, they didn't tour. They did 2 numbers where they had to change clothes in between.
Silly.
Like,
it's silly.
It's just as silly. And like some of it works, some of it doesn't. And I'm trying to be grateful for the things that work.
Yeah. Because
there have been great moments. But I don't know. It's some of it's just tough. And like the brand challenge, which was the one from yesterday.
Last night.
That just happened. You know, I got it. I see what they were doing with that. I just also wouldn't mind if they were just dancing in couples. I don't know.
So like it's, I had it was not a major epiphany, but it was an epiphany for me. I realized why I am not enjoying this season as much. And it came to me last night, which whatever, is I know that they're trying to do something different and sort of edgy. But what I want is to enjoy art. Like that's what I like about the past experiences is we have, they work so hard and they perform and we are part of the audience. We get to like be the audience and like be moved by the performance. In this season, it's like, we're watching the sausage be made and I don't want to see it made. Like we're how it's really like to be a dancer. I mean, it sucks. It's like being an actor. Like you're having to dance for brands, which, you know, everybody like them having to be like, oh, Gatorade. Yay. Oh, shut the fuck up.
That
like,
was give me, so get, awkward. They did their best, but I was like,
they did.
This is just an ad for Gatorade. And it was.
Ugh. And so it felt like watching. I'm like, you're making me feel dirty for one. And it also made me feel bad because I remember like going to auditions for commercials and oftentimes you have to dance. I'm not like a professional dancer, but they want you to dance. And it reminded me of the time where I was at this studio I used to go to for auditioning for our commercials all the time. And it was for a tampon commercial. And they basically wanted me to come in. I know I've told you this story where they come in and it's like, I'm tired. And I turn on the TV and I see the ad for this tampon, which it's called Vanya, which is my name. It's a French tampon company called Vanya. And I was like, if I don't get this, I'm going to quit acting. And I did. No, I'm kidding. So they want you to, you know, you're tired from a day's work. You sit on the couch. There was a couch there. Turn on the TV. And then you see this. It was almost like the movie one, but you kind of go into this world and then you start dancing a little bit. And then you really dance and you dance all around the room. And then at the end, plop back on the couch and you're happy because you have a Vanya tampon up your pussy. But the truth is they made me do it like 5 times. And at the end, I was just like, I am a circus dog performing for no one. I hate this. Anyways. That's why it triggered some things in me too. I'm like, ew.
Yeah. I will say that like the last acting class that I took was the commercial one. And I was like, I hate this. Like I hated it so much.
Yeah.
And I could have just chosen to like not be a commercial actor, but I was like, this is gross. Like
I quit everything.
That's truly what happened. I was like, I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore. And that's, which is probably a bit of an extreme reaction, but yeah. Did not make me feel good. Yeah. And then,
sorry, I digress. So
I guess the other thing that I wanted to say about last night's, other than maybe they could have had better shoes for the water challenge, like they kept slipping. I'm like, can we give them some shoes that aren't going to slip on the water? And I know that like Madison was in so much pain, but I was like, I don't want to see your bloody leg again. Like it's so much. And also, why did someone go home? Why isn't it a top four in the end? Like it's aggravating to me that we sent someone home.
I feel also about her. I don't think they should have been applauding that. Like she's the kind of person we see smiling and then they die by suicide. You know what I mean? I'm not saying she's going to, but I can see so much pain in her.
I felt the same kind of thing though.
She's like, I'm fine. I just worked through it. And you're like, holy shit, someone, no.
Yes.
This is when the show does a responsible thing and says, stop. We don't need a medic. Yes, we need a medic, but we also need someone for you to talk to, a counselor. We don't have to see it, but we have to show. Because half of these things are mental, right? Like, so the kid who went home, he went home because of, he didn't show the confidence. He was an amazing dancer, as good as everybody else. But I just feel like they need a set therapist or something.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Also, I don't know. You know the best way to make someone not feel confident? Tell them they don't have any confidence.
I know.
Like, I just felt bad for him. I was like, stop saying that. Like, it felt like.
He did have confidence, too. If you saw clips of him in the beginning, he did. And then towards the end, God, he looked like, he was another one. I'm like, just cry. And then I was like, oh, I bet his mom's like a stage mother on the side. And she's like, you better fucking get it. You're going to work this out. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I wonder. So I'll be curious. We have one more. We'll have the finale next week and we'll talk about that. And once again, I'm trying to be glad that it's there and not sad that it's not what I want it to be. But it's definitely been a frustrating season.
Yeah.
And that's it. I do have a couple of facts. Do you have any fun facts for us? So this is one that I just didn't ever know. Do you know that there are no buses on Park Avenue between 25th and 120th Street?
No.
There are no buses. It's like the only street in New York that doesn't have a bus route because of like the Park Avenue, like Rich. Whatever they're called. Yeah, basically, like the people that live there basically got these ordinance passed that like no buses could drive up or down Park Avenue. Isn't that
That's
bizarre?
Crazy.
I know. In New York? It's so weird. Oh my God. Yeah, in New York. And then also this just happened because I was looking at, oh, this is, I'll tell this quickly, but I was trying to find a particular Sarah Bareilles song and then realized that I don't own this whole album of hers. So I was kind of like looking through my stuff and then I was like, what's this? So I know that we've talked about Joni Mitchell's Don Juan's Reckless Daughter and how the artwork is problematic. It has her in blackface on it. It doesn't anymore. Like literally in my iTunes, like Apple collection, I was like, that's an entirely new cover for this album. So I looked it up and literally as of like April 29th, 2024, all physical and digital copies of it have new artwork. Isn't that bizarre? They like got into my phone and changed my artwork.
Weird. That's crazy, Mike. And like, I mean, good for the better, them. Nobody like, needs know, to see that, yeah. But still.
I know, it was
you
so
need my
weird.
Permission to get in there. Right?
Like, it's, yeah, it was kind of eerie that I'm like, oh, well, they can just get in here and do whatever they want.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. That's my fun fact. New artwork there.
And also, my mic's working. That's my fun fact. At my other mic, okay. In the last three episodes or two, I've been using a different mic, and I went to listen to one of our episodes, and I'm like, I hate the way it's not, like, perfect. Like
it was a little tinnier. It was a little, so. Yeah.
My mic is working again. Yay.
Mine's having this weird scratchy in the background, but I think that I can just remove it. So now I'm having the microphone problems, but we'll figure it out. I'm just glad we got to record. I'm glad we got to have this. I'm glad we got to talk.
Me too. I'm,
you know, bearing my shame to the world. Please don't judge me.
No, I love you. Don't worry. I'm
all right. I love you too. And well, thank you. And we should be back next week. That is definitely the plan. And hopefully I'll have some good updates.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores and email us at Mike and Vanya Can't Not at Gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week.
Can I open my Coke Zero?
Yeah, go for it. Now I really want one.
ASMR. I know. And it's not even warm. It's not even cold that I'm drinking. I don't even care. That's how fucked up I am.
I like it. I like it.